We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hoş amedit, gracious viewers. That is welcome in Persian, a language spoken by about 130 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatar, Selink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Thar, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotus on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qianmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Arab Emirates charity and United Nations agency assist children in Afghanistan. In faith news, Buddhism flourishes in China. In animal welfare news, USA Humane Society University can now grant college degrees. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 16th, renowned Pakistani singer Mr. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan is remembered. Born in 1948 in Lialpur, now Faisalabad, Pakistan, he has been widely considered as one of the world's greatest performers of qawwali, a type of Sufi devotional music. Mr. Khan shared his soulful talents in the West with concerts in the United Kingdom and the United States, as well as in some American films. In 2006, he was among those honored in Time magazine's list of Asian heroes. May the spiritual harmonies of Mr. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and other great artists continue to uplift the hearts and minds of listeners.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Japan. On July 21st, record torrential rain struck Japan and led to widespread landslides that caused the loss of 18 lives and left lasting damage to thousands of houses in Yamaguchi and Tottori prefectures. Then on August 9th and 11th, two earthquakes measuring 7.2 and 6.5 on the Richter scale shook Japan, with results in landslides that caused at least 13 lives.
Almost simultaneously, Typhoon Itu on August 10th brought floods that caused 2,200 people to evacuate and at least 12 to perish. Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately requested that our local association members go comfort the victims and later reimburse the relief expenses. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asked for updates on such humanitarian situations. With Master's permission, we would like to share this latest report from Japan.
August 12, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding rainfall in Japan. On July 23rd, association members from Osaka and other cities visited the most severely affected area of Ono District in Hofushi, Yamaguchi Prefecture, and distributed needed water, towels, foods, and Master's SOS flyers to the shelter victims. The many elders living in this remote mountainous area were grateful and happy upon receiving Master's timely aid. Fortunately, the government took good care of the people so that the loss of the property has been minimized to an extent.
Regarding earthquakes, with Master's immediate instruction, our association members from Gunma investigated the situation. With God's grace, the damage has been greatly repaired. Makinohara City in Shizuoka Prefecture was in need of bottled water, sandbags, and plastic sheets, so we quickly delivered those items with Master's SOS flyers. We don't know how to express our deep gratitude for Master's love, grace, and deep concern for the people of Japan. Association members from Gunma and Osaka, Japan.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this news with our concerned viewers and also thank our association's foreign group for this report.
Our appreciation, Japan, for so efficiently seeing to the needs of your citizens. We are grateful also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving and unconditional aid to those most in need and for our association members' dedicated, prompt efforts. Our prayers for the comfort of the affected persons and the speedy restoration of their communities. May such unsettling events lessen as humanity more gently regards our delicate ecosphere.
Wildfires force hundreds from their homes in California. Igniting Wednesday night in the mountains of Santa Cruz, winds and dry conditions have caused the fires to spread, leaving them only 5% contained by late Friday. Some 1,000 firefighters have been dispatched and a state of emergency declared in Santa Cruz County, with several structures destroyed and a mandatory evacuation issued for 2,400 residents. In other parts of the state, 200 homes have been evacuated due to fires in Santa Barbara County and Northern California's Trinity County. Our heartfelt thanks, all firefighters, for your courageous actions to contain the fires. We pray for the continued protection of the many vulnerable residents and that they soon recover their productive daily lives. May our greater compassion and earth-stabilizing actions help ease hazardous events such as these.
Relief arrives in Formosa or Taiwan following Typhoon Morakot, with at least 121 people perished, 45 injured, and over 50 still missing. More than 50,000 troops are working to rescue some 15,000 stranded persons and have been able to reach approximately 2,200 in remote villages. Formosan President Ma Ying-jeou and First Lady Christine Chiao Ma have both visited affected areas to assess the situations and comfort the victims. with the president saying that fatalities may rise as high as 500. Meanwhile, various global neighbors have pledged aid, including water tanks and purification units from Israel, and financial assistance from Singapore, China, Macau, and the Vatican's embassy. On August 9th, Supreme Master Qinghai also donated $30,000 for our association's relief team to go help, conveying her condolences and love to the storm victims.
We are grateful, Your Excellency First Lady Chao Ma, Formosan troops, all countries and relief personnel for your timely concern and aid. Our thankfulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed care extended to the typhoon victims. May they soon return to their productive day-to-day lives as we all strive to minimize such disturbances through our greater benevolence toward the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Consumers of organ meat at risk for hepatitis E. Research conducted in the United States has revealed more prevalence of the hepatitis E virus, or HEV virus, than previously thought, with 21% of the tested population showing signs of the virus. HEV is often spread by fecal-oral transmission or through contaminated water and incapacitates the victim, in severe cases causing liver damage and death. Frequent consumers of organ meat were found to be among those who face significantly more risks. Many thanks, U.S. scientists, for this news that awakens us further to the disquieting effects of meat consumption. May such diseases as hepatitis E disappear as we all embrace the healthful benefits of the animal-free vegan diet.
Safety concerns over swine flu vaccine testing. Initial swine flu vaccine safety trials have begun in Germany as part of a program involving 9,000 people in Europe, the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. The British government is also considering immunization of the country's 8.5 million school children. Meanwhile, hundreds of US citizens are signing up for vaccine test trials in 8 cities. The European Medicines Agency, or EMEA, which is licensing the vaccines in Europe, announced that approval will be given to the vaccine before trial results have come in. The United Kingdom, Greece, France, and Sweden have similarly indicated that they plan to begin implementing the vaccines prior to final trial results. However, this news has raised the concern of experts. Speaking of the potential hazards of using vaccines without sufficient testing, head of the World Health Organization's, or WHO's, Global Influenza Program, Dr. Keiji Fukuda, stated, "One of the things which cannot be compromised is the safety of vaccines."
In documented swine flu cases that do not reflect the vast number of actual incidents worldwide, 227,562 persons have now been afflicted across 168 countries and territories, with 2,073 fatalities, with nearly a threefold increase to 156 recorded cases in just 10 days. Russia announced a plan to spend $10.7 million to counter the flu. Surges in new cases include Portugal, with 150 diagnosed in just a 24-hour period, for a total of 884, and Lebanon, where 316 of 476 people total have fallen ill since the beginning of the month. Death tolls have been rising across India, Queensland, Australia, and Saudi Arabia. An 8-year-old girl became the first fatality in Madagascar, and Hong Kong reported a second case resistant to the antiviral medicine Tamiflu, which is now the 7th worldwide.
Our appreciation, World Health Organization and international health officials, for your ongoing efforts to respond to the pandemic. We offer heartfelt sympathies for the still rising numbers of succumbed loved ones and pray for those trying to recover. In these insecure times surrounding both flu and vaccine, may heaven watch over us in looking to our own lifestyles, namely the replenishing plant-based diet, as the safest preventive step for all.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Five men released in Cameroon. Nearly 40 days after they went missing, three Philippine men and two Ukrainians were freed this week off Cameroon's Bakassi Peninsula. Successful negotiations resulted in the release of the five individuals. We thank heaven for the safety of the freed men and wish them joyous reunions with loved ones. Blessed be all efforts to protect and care for one another to create a safer, more loving world.
North Korea expresses willingness to meet with U.S. In a comment made to reporters during his travels, Vice Foreign Minister Kim Jong-il of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea stated, "We always keep the door open to negotiations." This comment was the first such made since former U.S. President Bill Clinton's recent visit, when Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il granted a special pardon to two U.S. journalists. "Our appreciation, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, Minister Kim Jong-il, and North Korea for your openness to diplomatic U.S. relations. May cooperation between nations provide peace and security for all citizens of the world."
Twitter is once again stable. On Friday, the online free social networking and microblogging site Twitter was up and running again after experiencing downtime last week. The technical problem that struck Twitter also affected sites such as Facebook and LiveJournal, which were temporarily out of service as well. Although still vulnerable to some interruptions, Twitter has reassured that no personal data has been compromised. "We're glad to hear of yours and other online network sites' recovery, Twitter. May global citizens continue to enjoy the continuous benefit of staying connected through such services as yours."
Save our planet. Warming climate forcing animals to move in UK. The animal welfare charity Bug Life Scotland has reported that small animals such as the orange tip and comma butterflies, as well as several dragonfly species, are being increasingly pushed northwards into Scotland.
Last month, a female was observed to be laying eggs in a mountain lake at 830 meters when the highest previous sighting had been 650 meters. Grass snakes have also been observed moving from England into southern Scotland. Experts also caution that slow-moving or less temperature-tolerant animals may not survive even these earlier stages of climate change.
Scientists at Bug Life Scotland, we thank you for this revealing report despite being saddened to know of the changing conditions that imperil our animal friend's survival. Let us all join to save this irreplaceable diversity and our shared earthly home.
In times of urgency as these, Supreme Master Qinghai's wise counsel is often sought, as in the May 2009 video conference in Togo, where she responded to a question about bringing the SOS message to young persons.
You can show how the migrating birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc., etc. Tell them how climate change is affecting real lives, real animals, real people, and their own lives as well. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. It's a chance to be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution.
Save our planet. Hydrogen-powered electric plant comes to Italy. On Friday, Italian power company Eni announced plans to operate the world's first large-scale hydrogen-powered electric plant in Fucina, Italy. The 12-megawatt capacity facility expects to be able to meet the energy needs of 20,000 families, while saving 17,000 tons of carbon every year. The power station will be fueled by the hydrogen byproducts of local petrochemical industries, producing only water vapor. What exciting news in the realm of clean and sustainable energy. Bravo, Eno. With the support of citizens worldwide, the rapid adoption of such green technologies will surely power a more lush and friendly planet.
Save our planet. India announces plans to set up an Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, modeled on the US EPA, to preserve her natural resources.
Save our planet. Australian company Pedal Power Plus designs a device that can charge BlackBerry, iPod, mobile phones, GPS, and other small electronic equipment while riding a bicycle.
Save our planet. The British Cardozo family set a record for the longest solar-powered flight by paramotor, traveling 1,242 miles around the Mediterranean, raising awareness for the sustainable travel, along with $16,539 for the disease ataxia.
Beauty the Blue Butterfly, and I enjoy a delicious plant-based diet. I'm here to share a tip on repotting your indoor plants. When your lovely plant has outgrown its container, please make sure the new one you decide on is about 2 inches larger. Also, it's good to wait until after the plants have finished blooming before transferring them. Enjoy your gorgeous oxygen-giving friends. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates charity and United Nations agency help children in Afghanistan. The Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation, KBZF, and United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, are collaborating to support educational programs. The KBZF has generously donated funds which will enable UNICEF to provide learning materials and teaching supplies. Over 2.6 million young people and more than 114,000 primary school teachers will benefit from this endeavor. Our gratitude and heaven's blessing, Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation and the United Nations Children's Fund, for your dedication to the youngsters of Afghanistan. May the future be graced with an abundance of marvelous opportunities for all you.
In faith news, Buddhism is embraced in China. Wutaishan, one of China's holiest mountains, is the location of 53 temples. Many monks who support various branches of the religion, including Zen, Han, and Tibetan Buddhism, reside here. In 2008, more than 2.8 million visited the area. Wutaishan was named a World Heritage Site by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, in June 2009. Our respectful congratulations, China, on your holy site, Wutaishan. May many people be illuminated with the light and love that Lord Buddha bestowed on our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Humane Society University in the United States is now offering bachelor degrees in animal studies. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings. More encouraging news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exciting news for a lively world. In animal welfare news, Humane Society University, HSU, receives a license to grant college degrees. An affiliate of the Humane Society of the United States, HSU can now offer bachelor degrees in animal studies, the first in the U.S. to do so. It is also the first in the world to offer degrees in animal policy and advocacy. Coursework will be available at the Washington, D.C. campus or online and will begin in autumn 2009. Congratulations, Humane Society University. Our deep thankfulness for providing opportunities that benefit our animal co-inhabitants. We wish you and your future students much success in noble endeavors to protect fellow beings, with heaven's blessing.
And now for some humor with a joke told in Armenian entitled Efficiency.
Արդյունավետության մասնագետ ներդասախոսությունը եզրափակեց այսպիսի մի ակնարկով. Տանը այս տեխնիկաները կիրառելուց զգուշ եղեք։ Ինչու՞, հարցրեց ինչ-որ մեկը լսանից։ Տարիներ շարունակ ես նայում էի կնոջս ճաշեփելուն, բացատրեց մասնագետը։ Նա ետ ու առաջ էր գնում խոհանոցում, սեղանից դեպի սառնարանը, սառնարանից դեպի պահարանը, պահարանից գազօջախը, հաճախ ընդամենը մի բան տանելով հետը։ Մի օր ասացի նրան. «Սիրելիս, փորձիր մեկ անգամից մի քանի բան տանել հետդ»։ Արդյոք դրանից բան փոխվեց, այսինքն ժամանակ խնայվեց, հարցրեց լսանից մեկը։ «Այո, իհարկե», պատասխանեց մասնագետը։ «Սովորաբար նա ճաշը եփում էր 30 րոպեում, հիմա ես 10 րոպեում»։
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Chin Hai, when I was concerned about the degrading social and moral values of people, I prayed to the Supreme God to educate me on process or strategy that I can use to reinsert values into the minds of people. The vision I had was that everyone was in a spiral of life and all who do not value, care, love and protect humanity, children, nature and everything else on earth will face the consequences of having to come back in their next life to repair the wrong or the destruction they permitted due to their negligence or passiveness. They will also be born in the areas which they neglected or promoted by ignoring the signs, for example, global warming. I would be grateful if you could emphasize this on all your TV broadcasts and inform people that it is the better to prevent the destruction of values in humanity and nature or environment in order that they be blessed and attain Nirvana, go to heaven, or to be rewarded by the Supreme. Please emphasize that this is no way anyone will escape his or her bad karma. Thank you. Sunimal from Sri Lanka.
Hi Sunimal, your comments are much appreciated. Supreme Master Chinghai has personally replied to you.
Elevated and caring Sunimal, yes, you are right. We are trying this direction always. Thanks for reminding, and do help what you can to spread the news and solution. Love, love, Chinghai. Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Khuda Hafiz, which means goodbye in Persian.
May your life be graced with harmony and happiness. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Senator Jim Webb arrives in Myanmar, also known as Burma, for the first meeting between a senior U.S. official and senior general Thanh Chuay.
The expanding popularity of Indian vegetarian food among Western expatriates and Southeast Asians has created strong growth for Indian vegetarian restaurants in Qatar.
The U.S. donates $49.4 million to international humanitarian agency World Vision for projects to improve health and livelihoods of children, women, and families in Mozambique's Zambezia province.
UK schoolteacher John Carver plans to trek 800 miles from Land's End to John O'Groats by a flying bicycle known as a flike, in the hope of setting a new record and raising £10,000 for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Sri Lankan tourist Suranjani Joseph thanks the honest unnamed individual who found and turned her bag containing $3,800 to officials after she lost it while traveling on the London Underground in the UK. The US government pledges $1 million to keep the UN Humanitarian Air Service, or UNHAS, delivering much needed aid to the refugees in Chad without interruption until September 15th.
11-year-old journalist Damon Weaver of Florida, USA, secures an interview with President Barack Obama, focusing many of his questions on education.
Japanese researchers discovered that a chemical found in blueberry leaves is effective in blocking the replication of the hepatitis C virus, which could lead to advances in new treatments.
The European Commission allocates approximately $13 million to provide short-term food security and livelihood support to the less fortunate in Zimbabwe.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.